Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome along to another random routine. This is our bite-sized chunk of your weekly writer's routine, where we have a look back at some of the fantastic guests that we've chatted to in the past. This week, it's Trent Dalton. I loved chatting to Trent. One of my favourite interviews so far, because it was just such a lovely bloke, and I've enjoyed chatting to everyone. They've all been nice, but Trent really was something else. You'll hear from this snippet what a wonderful guy he was. One of those people that you just want to go out and get a beer with immediately, even though it was probably about 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. When did we release this? It was episode 63. We released it way back in 2019. He was on to talk about his debut book, Boy Swallows Universe. It won the debut fiction prize and book of the year at the Australian Indie Awards. Sold over 100,000 copies pretty much instantly. It sold loads more during the pandemic. It was turned into a play. It was semi-autobiographical, all about Eli muddling through family life in Brisbane in 1983, trying to save his mum from prison. Since then, he's written All Our Shimmering Skies, which was published back in 2020, midway through the pandemic. And we chat about all sorts. We talk about the challenges of writing features, because he worked as a journalist and news pieces day by day and wanting to tell stories as well. We chat about why he yearned to write at night, all about work, family balance, plotting, planning, writing tight. You can listen to the full thing by scanning back a little while in the podcast feed. Make sure you follow us there. If you enjoy the show, if you get any tips from this, you can always support us at patreon.com/writersroutine. You can get in touch on our website, writersroutine.com, and by giving us a follow on Twitter, we are at writerspod there. Right now, let's jump into it with our random routine this week. The author of Boy Swallows Universe, this is Trent Dalton and Just the Routine.
I'll wake up at 6 a.m. and that's getting earlier because of my eldest daughter, Beth, has started high school, and she's got this 1 hour kind of march into high school. So she's really responsible, and she's always up well before my wife and I. It's a simple suburban home in the most kind of peaceful part of Brisbane. And to my right is Lonesome Dove is to my right. There's a biography on Warren Beatty to my right. This is on my bedside table. And there's a whole bunch of notepads because, mate, my ideas come in that beautiful mystery space between going fully to sleep and like just going to bed and going to fully to sleep and then waking up and, you know, waking from sleep. You know, like that beautiful, you know, amazing kind of lemon light time of both sides of the day where your mind is relaxed and wonder creeps in, you know, true illumination and true inspiration creeps in. So I have all these notepads, and I've got so many, I can't even tell you. I don't even know what problem with that is that I need to kind of file these things properly, but I've just got random thoughts, and I've like, oh, what about this idea? What about that idea? And if the thing, and it's this idea of head hours that you need to constantly be thinking about the story that you're writing. And because your brain is this gift that you don't even know about. You know, I don't know anything about what is in here, and it frightens me sometimes, man. I swear to God. And so I'm real, but I trust it so much because it just gives me these gifts. I swear to God. And I just go, you know, that book, there's so many things in my book, this first thing I wrote, you know, where the answers came about things I needed. And you just, it's in that moment. So I have a bunch of those notepads. Wake up. I'm a Weet-Bix kid. Go out. Oh man, I just like I've had Weet-Bix for like all my life. Weet-Bix is like an important part of my day. You know, two Weet-Bix. I've cut down from three Weet-Bix to two. Whack a bit of honey on that, and even then, I'm thinking story. I'm trying. The biggest thing with me is to make sure I'm engaging with the beautiful people around me and not constantly in this thing here, because my wife spots it a mile away. She'll go. I'll be looking at her, and I have this distant look in my eyes, and she'll go, "You're thinking about the story, aren't you?" And she's like, come back here. You need to be present right now. Here's what we have to do. We've got to get, you know, and it's literally, my day is insane, man. It's like, so it's getting my kids to school. I go down. First thing, I iron their clothes. I iron their school clothes. Come back up. I fix their breakfast, and they'll have either Weet-Bix as well or Vegemite toast. I'll get ready to work myself. My day job is a journal. I write for, you know, long form journalism for a magazine called The Weekend Australian Magazine. It's an amazing kind of magazine, similar to, you know, like your Sunday Times magazine or something like that here. And I'll sort of get into my, you know, outfit and all that. I'll be thinking about story that whole time. Then get in my car, Toyota Corolla. Leave this place called The Gap, and then I'll go all the way into Bowen Hills, which is the home of basically the Australian newspaper that I write for. And there, you know, you're plugging away. I'll go and work out the story that I'm doing. I write a lot about ordinary people. I'm big on just, you know, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. So, and a lot of social issues type stories. Generally, I'll be going out and doing some big epic 4-hour interview where I sit down again talking about details. I go into these people's living rooms and I go, "Hey, would you mind if I hear every last detail about your life?" And that's what I do. And I go, and they proceed for the next hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. The longer the better, the longer the better. And they tell me their life story. And all the while, I've got my recorder on, and I've got a notepad beside me. I'm not taking notes. I'm not taking shorthand. I'm writing about all of the things, the objects that are on their walls. It feeds back to that great first question you asked. I do the same thing, man, with every person I've ever interviewed. Character and human nature is so better expressed, not through the words we say, but the things we keep dear to us. And that's a very important thing to remember as a journalist, but also as a writer. And so I would be writing about, why have they framed that person's picture? Why do they keep that model car on the mantelpiece? Why do they have that poster? Why do they put a bird on there? And I'll sometimes ask him, like, what is that crow? Why have you got a crow on your wall? Oh, okay, I'll tell you about the crow. And it's like, bang. It's like, it's just character, right? And then that feed has always fed back into my sort of more creative kind of writing. Like, you know, so it's a really cool thing.
And that is it for this week's Random Routine. A belated thank you to Trent Dalton for coming on the show. I said thank you at the time. It's always nice to be nice. You can get a copy of Boy Swallows Universe and his brand newish one, All Our Shimmering Skies, using the link wherever you get your podcasts from. It's over at writersroutine.com as well. If you've enjoyed the show, if you've learned anything, you can support us at patreon.com/writersroutine. Out on Friday, we'll have a brand new episode for you, talking to Joel Thomas, the author of the Sao Paulo Quartet, which are novels of social awareness. He's got a new one out, which is called Bent. You can hear all about that this Friday on the show. Give us a follow so you never miss an episode, and we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.